Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast, and I am grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, would give me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast, and once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you as listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to you in Iraq. Canada, welcome. Welcome Algeria and United Kingdom, welcome. And welcome any country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into any message, any preaching or teaching. For those of you that are first-time listeners, hey, that's what we do. So wherever you're listening to me at, would, why don't you join in with me in prayer? We can petition the Lord together that His Spirit will be with us. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we're grateful, Lord God, that you are the all living and true God. We're grateful that we serve the true living God, that there's none more powerful than you. So your word referred to you as omnipotent. Your word let us know, and we see your wisdom. It's the greatest and none is greater. No one has the creative power like you have, Lord God. No one made the heavens and earth like you did. Father, we are grateful today that you are the all-wise one, full of all understanding and knowledge. And dear God, that you have made this way for us to petition you in humility, to come boldly into the throne of grace in humility. And Father, we come today, Lord God, we make our petition for the presence of your Spirit to be with us as we take this journey into your word. And Father, not only your presence, but let your Spirit release to us what we stand in need at this hour, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, my personal prayer is that you will word my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name, to lift you up, to magnify you, to glorify you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord God, we thank you. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in the Lord. Amen. Yesterday, I was scheduled to come on, and we was having some difficulties. It seemed like it could have been with the internet service, but God has opened a way for me to be back on today. And the title of this message is, tonight, God's Kingdom Filling the Earth and Ruling. God's Kingdom Filling the Earth and Ruling. When it's all said and done, when the smoke clears and everything is totally settled, the only kingdom that's going to be ruling here on earth, not only in heaven, but here on earth and fill the whole earth, is the kingdom of God. And before I go into the three witnesses that I will give you that will speak on this, because God should prove all things in the mouth of two or three witnesses, I want to say that as Christians, and we have to proclaim and expound on the ultimate thing that's going to stand in the end. I know that we're living on this earth now, and you have all these different, quote, kingdoms here with all these different laws. And we have laws that is contrary to the word of God. We have laws that is against the word of God completely. And sometimes people get caught up to think that this is the way things is going to be forever. But I'm here to tell you, to those who are feeling discouraged, whether you're living in this country, about the laws that they're coming with that you know God is not pleased with, I'm here to tell you that this thing is not going to last forever. And here's the thing, that as believers, this is another reason why we have to preach the gospel. Because I want to preach that which is going to stand forever. And why is it that we, as many of us as believers, are so afraid to not only preach the gospel, but stand on it? You know, some of us, we can't even get past first base. We too scared to preach it. And then if we do preach it, we won't stand on it. Hallelujah. God's kingdom is going to have the final say-so. God's kingdom is going to fill this earth and rule. When it's all said and done, it's going to be his kingdom. Not the kingdoms of this world, but the kingdom of Almighty God. And God is using his people today, as he has spoken in his word, that he is restoring his kingdom here on earth. And once it is restored, it's going to fill the whole earth, people. Hallelujah. It's going to fill the whole earth. Amen. It's going to rule, ultimate rule. Glory to God. And no devil or demon is going to be able to stop it. No man is going to be able to stop it. Amen. Hallelujah. God's law is going to rule forever. You know, there's five things that make a kingdom, and the law is one of them. God's laws is going to rule in the end. So why not proclaim it? Why is it that we shrivel up at the time that we need to proclaim his law? You know, even to a people that, you know, and I'm not saying force it on them, but even to a people that's not even thinking about God. Our God is so merciful and loving that he wants everyone to have a chance to enter into this kingdom. Everyone to have a chance to hear about this kingdom. Is everyone going to accept it? No, they're not. But at least that you have given them an opportunity and a chance. But we look at this day and time that many of us have gotten to the point where that now we have become so afraid to proclaim whose word is going to stand, to proclaim what kingdom is going to stand. Amen. That now we have cut off our own voices. When we are approached about it, we're fumbling around the question or the straight out answer. We have become so entangled in being afraid of offending our loved ones, our friends, our associates, that we're willing to take down just so we can keep them. I want you to understand that I don't care how many laws the United States or any other country make contrary to the law of God, when the smoke clears, it will not stand. Hallelujah. It's not going to stand. Hallelujah. Why not stand for something that's going to last forever? Why not stand for the law of God that's going to last forever? No other law is going to overtake it. You know, man's laws here, you can have a particular vote in a Congress or a Senate, and you can overturn certain laws. God's law is the only law that no man will be able to overturn. No vote can come to pass and overturn the law of God. Hallelujah. So why not proclaim it, people? Why not proclaim that which is going to stand? Why not proclaim the kingdom when the smoke clears, it's going to be the main and only one standing? Why not proclaim it? Why do we shrivel up in fear when it comes to us to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom? Why do we take down to the enemy and allow the enemy to instill such a fear in us? We even too afraid at sometimes to even mention the name of Jesus. Why is this? Why is it that we're willing to give in to laws that would not stand? Why is it that we're willing to give in to laws that leads us down the wrong road? Why is it? Why is it that we have allowed fear to captivate us in such a way that even though in services we're saying yes to your will, as soon as we get outside of church walls, it's a whole different story? Why is it? Do you believe God or do you not? God said in the word, I'd rather that you be hot or cold or lukewarm, I spew you out my mouth. Thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Decision-making time is today. Do you believe that the kingdom will be standing in the end, or do you believe not? Choice in your decision. But I stand on the kingdom of God, filling the earth and ruling when it's all said and done. Let's look at three witnesses on it. First, let's let Daniel talk to you. Let's go to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel is going to be our first witness today to show you that God's kingdom, hallelujah, when it's all said and done, it's going to be ruling, going to fill the earth and rule at the end. Daniel chapter 2, we're going to look at verse 35, because Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and God showed him a dream about the latter days, or the last days, the time that we're in. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was not considered to be even in among or selected to be of the covenant people of the Lord, which goes to show you that God can use anyone whom he will. And he can show anyone whom he will, saved or unsaved, dreams, what have you, according to his will and purpose. And so King Nebuchadnezzar was looking for an interpretation of the dream that he had. And the dream, and I'm going to paraphrase this, became so serious to him that he had to know that it was no time for no playing games, okay? You coming up here and saying it mean this and that, and you wrong, that was your life. And so therefore, Daniel, a servant of the Lord, comes before him, and God uses Daniel to interpret the dream, amen, that Nebuchadnezzar had. And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of this image, okay? The image that he saw, the head of the image was of fine gold. The breast and the arms of silver, and the belly and the thighs of brass, legs of iron, and his feet part iron and part clay. And then the Bible said, thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet. This is verse 34 in Daniel chapter 2. That would of iron and clay and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image, hallelujah, became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Nebuchadnezzar was shown concerning four kingdoms in this describing the image. And it was Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And each one of these kingdoms had a ruling part at a time, but they ruled the world. And one was overtaken by the other, the greatest one being Rome. And since God had showed Nebuchadnezzar what would happen in the last days, and that's why God said he was going to set up his kingdom, meaning he was going to restore his kingdom. Because remember, he's already set it up once. When Jesus came to earth and set it up once, and if he's talking about setting it up again in the last days, that means that the kingdom is going to be restored. That means something had to happen to God's kingdom here on earth, the organization, in order for God to have to set it up again. Amen. But here we see that the stone that smote the image, that was to fill the whole 35. This is not only the church, but it is God's kingdom. Because God referred to the people as lively stones in Peter, and we see that Jesus is called the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. This is the kingdom of God that is going to fill the whole earth, not part of the earth. Amen. Not some parts of the earth, but the whole earth. When it's said and done, when the smoke clears, the kingdom of God is going to fill the whole earth. Rest assured, it's going to happen. You know, this is why when I did the broadcast the other day, talking about the comment TDJ said, can the LGBT community and the church, black church, coexist? And this is why I told y'all what I told you, because right now is limited time. When it's all said and done, God's kingdom and his laws is in his kingdom going to fill this earth. And his law says that homosexuality is abomination. There will not be homosexuality. And see, this is the thing that we have to proclaim of the law of the kingdom to the people. Instead of taking shortcuts, instead of putting our hands over our mouth, be fumbling, talking like we're nervous, amen, we need to come with the straight truth. Hallelujah. Kingdom going to fill this earth. And by his kingdom filling this earth, see, the law is part of the kingdom of God. It's one of the five things you need to make a kingdom, just like the church is part of the kingdom of God, because it is one of the five things that must make a kingdom. This image, hallelujah, these rising up empires are going to come down. God is going to overrule. He's going to rule, okay? Right now, the richest church on the face of this earth that's been ruling big time is the Roman Catholic Church. But the day is going to come that God's kingdom is going to overrule, going to fill the whole earth. Once again, notice what Daniel said, the whole earth. He didn't say just fill the earth or part of the earth, but the whole earth. I want you to know that there's nothing going to be left out. Nothing going to be left out. It ain't going to be a place on the earth for just the homosexuals, or the place on the earth for just the fornicators or the idolaters. No, it's going to fill the whole. God's kingdom is going to fill the whole earth. Hallelujah. Glory of the Moshita, the glory. Why don't we proclaim this and stand on it? Once again, why are we so afraid to speak the gospel for what it says? We're so quick to say, well, I don't want to offend nobody. Listen, we're not telling you, I'm not telling you, call folks' names and things like that, but I want you to understand something. There's a difference between offending and you going out to purposely offend or hurt somebody to really just hurt them. But I'm here to tell you this. Long as you're walking in Christ, walking in truthfulness in Christ, you're going to offend somebody. In fact, let me pluralize it. You're going to offend somebody's. Amen? The number one person we know going to be mad at you is the devil. Now, we already know that automatic. But anyone else that listens to his whisperings, anyone else that loves the works of the flesh, is going to be offended by the message you're giving concerning the kingdom. When you tell them, when the smoke clears, this law that I'm proclaiming to you is the only law going to be standing, many of them are going to get upset with you. Are you ready for this? Now, some of you will say, God, I do whatever you have me to do. I go wherever you have me to go. And for the most part, to be honest with you, it's a lot of talk. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to do it, but you know that there's some part of you that fear takes over, you need to pray and ask God to deliver you. Because, saints, I'm here to tell you right now that we're going to be facing tests, trials, tribulation for the gospel's sake. And we better be ready, because if you're not ready, you're going to take down to the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy is going to be using Congress, government, and get this, some of your families, some of your friends, hallelujah, to come at you and to come against you. Because here you are standing for the gospel. And if you're not ready, you need to say, Lord, help me and make me ready. See, that's my personal prayer for me, myself. You know, y'all hear me bringing the word of God on the gospel radio station right here, the internet radio. But you know what? There's still some parts of me that need work on. And I said, Lord, work on me. Hallelujah. You know, I testified to y'all back here a few months ago that I was going through a certain thing where I saw fear grip me so bad that I almost thought I was having a heart attack. And I looked at myself and said, my God, how is this? How did so? Well, God, see, God let you see you ain't all the way there yet. There's still got to be. And listen, we got to understand something here in the United States. We have not reached the highest level of persecution yet. Now, in other countries, Christians is at the highest level of persecution. They're not just being verbally persecuted, but they're being physically persecuted. Some getting their heads cut off, some of them getting tortured, some of them being thrown in prison for what the gospel sake. And see, we're supposed to be here in America getting prepared. Because whether you believe it or not, and some of us asleep, I mean spiritually asleep, these laws that they coming up with, just like that same-sex marriage they legalizing, or they ain't the end of it. They finna come with some more outrageous stuff that they finna make it a law and make it okay and make it like nothing's wrong with it. Hallelujah. And tell us as Christians, shut up in the process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Daniel shows us here. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Stone were cut out with our hands and smote the image. This thing was not by the hands of man. Man didn't create this. Man didn't make this. It's God. This thing was done, hallelujah, by the Lord. Glory. See, the kingdom here on earth has to be set up the way God says it. Can't be set up the way man said. See, this is why Jesus has been sending the Elijah. Because he couldn't leave it to us as Christians here on this earth, because we're too much bickering about whose denomination is best, who's the best, who's hearing from God and who ain't hearing from God. We're too much fighting, taking clubs and hitting each other right side of the head. So God had to send a heavenly being with the word from heaven, the word of unity that will cause Christianity to flow together as one, because the way we're going, that Christianity is not flowing together as one. So God said, hey, I got to do this thing from the heavenly side, and so therefore I'm going to send my angel messenger, the Elijah, with my word from heaven, and this word is to bring unity among Christianity. Amen. Hallelujah. So Daniel is showing us here. See, it's going to fill the whole earth. Amen, the whole earth. Not part of it. The whole earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to proclaim this, people. We got to proclaim it. We got to get up out of the bed of being scared, because that's what we're doing, okay? We got to get up out of that, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're afraid. I don't want to say this. I don't want to offend nobody. And so we keep our mouth closed. Hallelujah. That's what we do. Because we're talking about, I don't want to offend nobody. I just want to, you know, God said be at peace. Yes, he said be at peace, but he didn't say compromise your word. His word would not, when you compromise the word of God, you're not going to be in that peace. I don't care what you say. You're not going to be in that peace when you compromise his word. Hallelujah. Isaiah tells us in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, talking about the millennial reign of peace, he said, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. They're not going to see many of these laws here in these kingdoms here on earth brings contention, strife, hatred, anger. Hallelujah. Many of these laws here on this earth is prejudice against colors, against genders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Bohishana of the Bosha. Hallelujah. And he said, the earth going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cut the sea. See, right now, it ain't totally full of the knowledge of the Lord. See, that's why we got to continue to preach the gospel. He said, this gospel must go to all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. So then shall the end come. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at another witness, John the Revelator. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 11. Book of Revelation, chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. Amen. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15. The word of God says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Do you hear that? God's kingdom is going to take over all these kingdoms. They're going to become his kingdom. That shows you how powerful the kingdom of God is going to be. See, man's kingdoms right now, you know, they ain't got that type of power. Yeah, they can go in and fight and conquer certain places, but not the whole world like the way God can. See, the voices in heaven said, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Hallelujah. When the smoke clears, when it's said and done, these kingdoms of the world are going to become the kingdoms of the God, of our God. And they're going to be filled with people that want to do what God say, that wants to obey the word of God. They're going to become part of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Once again, it ain't going to be half of the earth going to be the kingdom of God and the other half going to be for sinners. It's not going to be like that. See, that's why we have to preach the whole gospel and quit preaching this, I want to please you gospel. Because that's what we're doing. Man, we water down the gospel so much it's pitiful. We water it down to make it look like it ain't got no power. Like it's just totally weak. That like it can't even convert nobody. Like it can't even heal nobody. Like it can't deliver nobody. Like it can't cause hearts to change. We have watered the gospel down so much, it's just pitiful. And one of the reasons, because we fear man. Fear man. Hallelujah. See, that's one of the reasons. See, when the Pope, as I said, when the Pope spoke that to that man and told him, said, God made you that way, and God loved you that way. That's why many of these big-time televangelists didn't open their mouth at all. No one stood up No one come on TV and say, wait a minute, Pope. Well, you must be speaking for you because you ain't speaking for the true and living God. No one said that. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of these big-time televangelists, don't you think they don't know the truth? They know the truth, but too afraid to speak up. Why? Because I got something good going on. I'm raking in millions, being on TV. I've become very popular. Then I'm uplifting the Pope and all that, and I'm getting all this recognition. So if I make this stand, I know I'm finna lose this. Hallelujah. The Bible said, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his soul? What does it profit? Ask yourself the question. If you're one of the ones that you know that God gave you something to speak, but you keep taking down every time because, see, you got people liking you, maybe people sponsoring and helping you, giving you money, and you know that if you start speaking on these certain things and subjects that they're going to turn away from you. Well, here's the question God wants to know. What does it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What does it profit? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask yourself that question. The voice is in heaven. Revelation says the kingdoms of this world. Notice it didn't say the kingdom, singular. But it said the kingdom, then you'd be like, okay, that's one. Which kingdom is it? But it said the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God. Don't tell me that God can't bring a change to people that's willing. Oh, yeah, he can bring a change to people that will. See, you could be, a person can be of this world, but when they submit their hearts to God, God can bring a change and they can become of the Lord. Then you'll be in this world, but not of this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to wake up, people. You know, I mean, we're shaking and shivering. You know, I'm looking at things that's happening today. And I'm looking at many of us as Christians, how we just, I mean, one thing, understand this. If the world wants to know where the church stand on something, they're not afraid to pop that mic and that camera in front of your face and ask you what you think about it. My question is, are you afraid to stand on the law or the gospel of Christ? See, we got to let the people know what law really overrules. I'm not calling you to rebellion. God said obey the laws of the land. That's as long as it don't contradict the law of God. Keep that in mind, people. Because some people are throwing that same line up. Well, you know, God said obey the laws. Well, if it's contradicting the law of God, hallelujah. If it's causing you to turn away from the faith, then you better evaluate what you're listening to. I say it again, you better evaluate what you're listening to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But see, we didn't back down and got afraid. Won't proclaim it. But I'm here to tell you something. God will, and he has, some yes, Lord people. God has some John the Baptists that he's been raising. Some John the Baptists he's been sending out of the nation. Amen. And these are some of the same John the Baptists who's not only catching flack from the world, but they're catching flack from the people in the church. Because it's amazing how some of us, even if we know the truth, we hide in the corner, but we mouth or put our mouth on those who's proclaiming it in faith and in boldness. And we talk about them. And we come against them when you yourself is in the corner hiding when you should be proclaiming. And so we come up with all kinds of excuses why we're not proclaiming. Oh, well, the God didn't give it to me. Oh, the Lord didn't tell me that. Oh, my ministry is different. We got all of that. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't care how different you claim your ministry is, but the day going to come when it's time to stand for the Lord, you're going to have to make a decision. Amen. You're going to have to make a decision. Amen. We all, we may have different ministries, but one of the common things we're going to be facing is decision-making time. Everybody's going to have a decision-making time. For many of us Christians, the time going to come of decision-making or whether you're going to go on with the Lord. Amen. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, some people who have started off walking with God, they're going to come to a point where they're going to turn around and quit walking. Remember in the book of John, when Jesus said, "Sup, you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood," and these people were thinking, and I'm going to paraphrase, they were thinking like, oh, this must be a you must think we cannibals or something, you know. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And so the Bible said some of them that walk with him didn't walk with him no more. See, first of all, we made a decision to accept Christ as Lord. Great, that's good. But I noticed that there's another point in your life, in your Christian walk, where you're going to have to make a decision whether to continue on with the Lord. Oh, yeah. See, some of you have not faced and I'm trying to find the right word to say it, a real strong fire yet. Maybe you had a little here and there, but real strong fire. I'm talking to the point where you have to make the decision whether I'm going to go on with the Lord or not. But it's coming. Hold on. It's coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, see, when we come to Christ, the next thing we got to do is walk out the salvation. We got to walk it out. Notice that when you got saved, as soon as you got saved, you didn't get snatched up in the air to heaven. Why? Because the next thing you got to do, you got to walk it out. Hallelujah. Our whole Christian walk is motivated by faith. Amen. When you say that I pray this prayer to God and I believe God for it, well, guess what? You got to walk it out. You got to walk out that belief. Boom, it don't come right then. Because besides exercising faith and faith, we have to walk it out till the manifestation come. Amen? Hallelujah. Now let's look at our third witness. Our third witness is the Elijah, the angel of the Lord, God's man, not Brother Nate's man, not Brother Lee or Brother Manuel or Brother Kevin Bruce, not even your man. Amen? But God's man. Hallelujah. The one Jesus picked. He didn't call none of us on the Presbyterian board or any kind of board to vote and say, hey, what do y'all think? Do y'all think I'd have sent the Elijah or what? Y'all vote on it. Whatever the vote be, I'm going for it. He didn't even do that because he's God. He didn't need our vote. Amen? So I'm going to read one of the verses that God sent through his man, the Elijah, mentioned in Matthew 17 and Malachi 4 concerning the kingdom. Hallelujah. This is what he said when he sent this message out, March the 20th, 1939, still valid today as it was back in 1939. Hallelujah. This is what he said. He said, let those that can go to the fields be at work, for the harvest is white and the sheaves ungathered. Let the message be heard to the ends of the earth. The kingdom of God shall continue on and fill the whole earth, and man's folly shall come to naught. Let all teach the gospel in its fullness, and God will be with them. He said, the kingdom of God shall continue on and fill the whole earth. Wow. The whole earth. Once again, not part of the earth. No, not part of the earth. Places in the earth, okay? But the whole earth. God said, the whole earth, my kingdom is going to fill this whole earth. It's going to take over these other kingdoms. Amen? And they're going to become my kingdoms. But get this, when they become God's kingdom, they're not going to become God's kingdom living in abomination and sin and iniquity. See, it has to be a change. For you to become part of the kingdom of God, there has to be a change. Amen. Hallelujah. It got to be a change. You got to want to live right and walking out in living right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to fill the whole earth. He said, man follies their sins and all. It's going to come to naught. See, once again, these laws of man in these kingdoms, much of these laws uplift sin. It makes what God calls sin, many of these laws say is okay. But God said when the day comes, when his kingdom fill the whole earth, it ain't going to be none of that. Amen? None of that. Oh, hallelujah. None of that. Glory. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the presence of the Spirit of God. The phone number once again is 323-870-3403. That 323-870-3403. God's kingdom filling the whole earth. Filling the earth. It's going to fill the earth and ruling. That's the title of this message. Filling the earth and ruling. Hallelujah. When the smoke clears, ain't nobody going and notice he's setting the word that his kingdom is going to be forever and ever. Forever and ever. I mean, can't no other kingdoms come together and vote him off the throne? They can't vote and say, hey, his kingdom ain't ruled no more. We taking over, none of that. Amen. So all these big time, big shots who bragging and boast about themselves and speaking against God, this is why I tell them. I said, well, you enjoy your sin for a season, but the time going to come, it's going to be grievous. You're going to reap. Amen. But rest assured, as I stand on this, that man's kingdom is going to fade away. It's going out. Even the devil's kingdom, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. Hallelujah. Kingdom will be no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for his work. You know, and like I said, you know, God just been letting me see how over this course of time, one of the reasons why we need to get ready, because the persecution is going to start coming more intense. Let me tell you something. You're going to even be surprised by who some of the people is that's going to persecute you. I'm just letting you know this ahead of time. Everybody that's, quote, going to persecute you, it's not people that you're going to look at to say, it's obvious, this is obvious. I ain't shocked about him or her saying stuff with me. No, it's going to be, some of that is going to be some people that you just wouldn't think that would speak and come at you in such a way because you're standing for Christ. Watch. This is why God is preparing your heart, if you let him. Hallelujah. Because, see, sometimes we think we know everything. We think we know, oh, I know who's going to be the ones and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. You don't fully. And like I said, some of the people, for example, in these last days, there are going to be some people that are going to get saved who you thought wouldn't. Okay? Yeah, I mean, you look at them, and for years, they've been low down and dirty and doing everything on the sun. And it didn't even come across your mind, they're going to get saved. And them folk are going to get saved. But then on the other side, there are going to be some people that was walking with the Lord. You even probably seen God do miracles in their life. They speaking under the anointing, preaching under the Holy Ghost. And all that, and all of a sudden they're going to do the 360 flip. And you're going to be sitting there saying, what happened? And instead of them at one time when they put their arms around you and say, hey, my brother, they ain't going to be wanting to touch you. And if they do, they're going to want to touch you the wrong way by putting hands on you and hurting you. Amen? Because the gospel is revealing, the Bible let us know that it searched it know the thoughts and intents of the heart. And the gospel, the pure gospel, is revealing what's in the hearts of men. It's revealing what's in the hearts of those that proclaiming to be believers. Amen. It's revealing the hearts of those who's out for greed, for money, and popularity, and sex. It's revealing that. Thank you, some of these people have it. No. No. You know, one of the big things that people have accused, let's say some ministers of, and sometimes this is true, but not all the time now, but sometimes it's true. There have been ministers, not all of them now, that's why I'm giving you the full effect, But there have been some ministers sometimes that God had given them a sermon to preach. I mean, under the anointing, and they have preached it. And that worked for somebody in the congregation, and that person got mad and said, hey, he picking on me. Amen. Oh, the pastor, I don't like going to church no more. Why? He was picking on me. How is he picking on you? Well, he was up there preaching, and he was looking at me and said, well, how do you know that the Holy Ghost didn't give him that word, and that's God using him, word for you, a word of correction? And see, you got people in this day and time who is church hopping. And one of the first people, there'd be some other ones sometime, but one of the first people they look to find fault with is the pastor. Yeah, I'm just telling you. And like I said, all pastors ain't doing right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. But all pastors ain't doing wrong neither. Some of them are out there really trying to do for the Lord. And some of them getting a bad rap. And they're dealing with people who don't want to live right. And then when you give them the law of God concerning a situation that they're in, they don't want to hear that, and they get so furious mad at you. Now they're bringing up everything that they can think of that they say you ain't done wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Do we understand? And here's the question. Once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. Do we understand when the smoke clears who actually going to be the citizens of the kingdom of God? I think we have a problem with that sometimes. I think we think that just anybody going to be a citizen of the kingdom. We think that the crackheads, or those on crack, as they call that, we think that they're going to be citizens of the kingdom. That the fornicators, the idolaters, people that just love to commit abomination. You notice in the Bible, and I've been working on this, and hopefully, Lord will, one day I'm going to come forth with it, that in Romans chapter 1, when he gave a list of the people that filled our unrighteousness, backbiters, haters of God, all that, you notice in the very last verse in that first chapter where it talks about the judgment coming on them, not just because they do these things, but that they have pleasure in doing them. See, it's not just because you're doing it, but you have pleasure in doing it. If you have pleasure in doing something, you're going to do it over and over because you just like it. Okay? To a point where you start becoming filled, you know, with that evil, that sin. Amen. See, one of the reasons why God told us better to show ourselves approved is so we can proclaim this word. Amen. Hallelujah. That's part of our job, people. It's to proclaim the gospel, not the law of man, okay, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us. Amen. Have mercy upon us. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, and I pray that you hear me on this. And I'm telling you what I'm seeing. He double shot the Holy Ghost is witnessing to me again. And he's letting me know that the level of persecution that we're about to face as Christians is getting ready to be turned up. He didn't say, tell me, what exact day? I'm not going to go there to tell you that. The thing I know is that's what he's been witnessing to me. And why he had been telling us to spend time with him, that he may get us ready. See, some of you in pride think because God used you to speak a word the other day, maybe used you to lay hands on somebody, they got healed, got delivered, counseling, tumor, thank God for that. But now you stuck in that one-time moment mode, and you ain't having a mind to spend time with God. But I'm here to tell you something. If we don't get ready for the turning up of the persecution, we won't make it. Now, some of y'all hear me say that, and you go, you have the nerve. What are you talking about? Oh, we ain't going to make it. What are you saying? We ain't going to make it. Oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. 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 That's what I say. Okay. You'll see. Some people, once again, are going to, when this level of persecution turn up, you're going to see some people turn away. And like I said, you're going to be shocked at some of the people who you see do it. Remember, it's not going to be always be the people that you look at and say, oh, I know he or she, they're going to do it. No, it's going to be some unobvious people, some who it never crossed your mind, some who you looked at as being strong warriors in Jesus' name, the mightiest sermons that you heard and taught, the deepest lessons in the word that you heard, but you're going to come across them, and they're going to turn. And see, one of the things that Satan will play on is where our heart at. And what I mean is, if your heart is on the treasures or making money or houses or stuff like that, or as the Bible says, on earthly things, and Satan sins and comes with that testing where the potential comes that those earthly things will be taken, if you are so wrapped in it, and it takes you to renounce Christ or to turn away from Christ to keep it, then you will end up doing it. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, another opportunity you have blessed us with. So, Father, we ask today to look upon us at this hour. And, Father, I pray for every soul that was tuned into this broadcast, the Lord God, that you will bless them, touch them, in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes and ears to this word. Visit them with your spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for the presence of your spirit. Glory. Thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. You're truly the all-powerful God. And, Lord God, I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that's been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. as well as on Saturday night. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.